107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Lori Lou hanging out with me, and Audrey is here. Is it DeFrank?
DeFrank, that's right.
Audrey DeFrank.
Mm-hmm.
You're with Goodwill.
Correct.
And Goodwill is moving.
Yes.
This is exciting. You're in between Menards and Walmart. Was that an Office Max thing?
Yeah, it was the former Office Max building.
I never knew the difference between Office Max and Office Depot. Were they the same?
I think different owners.
Yeah. Sorry. No, that's fine. No.
One sells staplers and the other does not. Why? Audrey, when do you move?
Well, we have been in the process of doing it for the last week, and we're opening on Friday morning.
This Friday?
This Friday morning, 9 a.m.
That's fantastic. How hard is it to move? You walk through Goodwill and you got your, of course, your clothes and your shoes and your furniture, but then you got all those knickknacks.
Yes.
Do you hire somebody to do that, or you got to figure it out?
Mostly we figure it out. Yeah, we just pull all of our teams in. It's all hands on deck and we get it done.
It's hard for me to gauge when I go in Goodwill, and I've been in Office, whatever. Is this a bigger building for you?
We have twice the floor size that we had before. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Twice the goodies, and we've actually hired an additional 15 people to work in the store. So that's exciting, too.
More place for stuff.
Yes.
No, that's fantastic. Congratulations on the hiring. 15, you added new 15 employees to your...
Yes, that's correct.
That's some growth right there. Audrey DeFrank, Goodwill. Do you see the same donations over and over? Is it always... mostly clothes, or do you get a little bit of... here's the question. I just figured it out. What's the weirdest donation you ever got?
Oh my gosh. You know, I don't get to see too much of the donations, but there are a lot of interesting things that come through. You're correct that we do get a lot of clothing, but we also have an online store, shopgoodwill.com, and we have specialists that are at each donation center that go through and find the really cool stuff, things that are hot, you know, special antiques that people are looking for, and we sell those on Shop Goodwill. However, the new store is going to have a special section that will have, that will feature our Shop Goodwill kind of extra special items.
Awesome. In other cities, and I know we had it for a little while, was the bins.
Yes.
Shop the bins.
Mm-hmm.
And is that coming back, and why did it go away?
It has come back, although it's only one day a week on Tuesdays at our corporate headquarters over on Lincoln Street.
And that's GI?
Yes, that is here in GI.
Is that where they were initially?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know exactly where it's kind of next door to Goodwill.
We only have enough inventory right now to be open one time a week.
Let's go back to the weirdest donations you ever had. What day of the week are the bins open?
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yeah.
Tuesdays. Okay, let's get back to the weirdest donation ever. What do you give? Come on, there must be some shocking things. Are there things that you can't use every once in a while? Like there's no way I can... even take that in the building?
You know, we did just recently get, I think it was a World War II Navy uniform.
What?
Yes.
Really?
So that was interesting that it even got donated in the first place.
I mean, is that potentially worth something?
You know, I'm not...
To somebody, I bet.
Yeah, it is to somebody. Yeah. Yeah, it was something that actually we pulled out and we, you know, talked to people before. You know, kind of tried to find out a little bit about the history of it. And, you know, some of those things you get that are military or, you know, might be pens or something that you really just don't want to throw it out there, you know, in a thrift. It might be something that's valuable and that, you know, would want to be saved somewhere in a museum or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Someone on your staff must know. I mean, we hear these stories once or twice a year where somebody buys a painting at a yard sale or a Goodwill and... it says Renoir in the bottom.
Yeah.
And they look at it. Oh, that's worth 12 grand.
Yeah.
Is there, are several of you knowledgeable enough? I mean, I can't tell. I look at things that look amazingly collectible to me and they're worth the $3.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Are you able to look at stuff and know?
Yeah, they do look up things, and we have a couple of people that are kind of specialists in activities, antiques and other things. So they have an eye to spot something and say, hey, you know, we should do a little bit more research on this before we put it out
for
sale.
I have just a question. So when you didn't just find that uniform, did you? Like whoever donated it, like brought it and said, hey,
yeah.
I have this.
Yeah, and they probably didn't say, hey, I have this. They probably just dropped it off at a donation center in a box. We do have a lot of things that happen like that.
Wow.
You know, wedding dresses and different things that have been, you know, accidentally donated. And so,
wow.
Yeah, people will call us and say, oh my gosh, I donated this. And so I ask them where, and we start looking for it, and hopefully we can find it. But things come right in and go right back out. So.
Anybody ever donate old pants or grandma's old suitcase and realize there's $1,000 in there in cash?
Oh,
you know, I just heard something on my way over here about a $2 million lottery ticket that was left in a jacket.
Yeah, that was mine.
That was you?
It was a jacket, right?
I think
describe
so.
It.
Yeah,
it
was, I got it right on the end of it.
It was a brown jacket, right?
I think you said brown before I started the car. So yeah.
That's funny.
So that has
I'm so
not.
Glad you found my ticket.
I know. Yeah. So that has not happened yet, but I do know that there are a lot of people, including you know some of my elders, that have donated purses and different things that you know had a lot of cash in them. So
my parents, but I don't remember. Was it an auction or so? I don't know. Something bought. Whatever, but it had like hundreds and hundreds of like $1,000 worth of gift cards.
Wow.
Yeah. And bought whatever for like $10. What I don't remember the whole story, but yeah.
I think in some cases, Audrey, tell me if I'm correct. It's not always your items. Like maybe somebody buys a house and there's a box in the attic and they don't even really look through it. They just give it a Goodwill.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's true.
So it would be nearly impossible, I would imagine. Of course, with the internet, easier, but it would be nearly impossible to track this down. Like, where did that military uniform come from? Whose was it?
Yeah, that's pretty much impossible.
It might not be a relative of the donor. So this interesting world in which you live. Audrey DeFrank, Director of Marketing with Goodwill. You open...
this Friday, 9 a.m. We'll have a ribbon cutting at 8:45, and people are welcome to come for that. Doors open at 9. The first 100 people through the door are going to get a free preferred customer card, which entitles the holder to 10% off every purchase that they make in any of our 10 Goodwill stores with that throughout central and western Nebraska until the end of the year. And then we're also, we didn't advertise this, so it's a little bit of a surprise. You heard it here first, that we're going to be giving away for the first 10 donors that donate at the store on Friday. They'll get a $10 gift card to spend in the store.
Mm.
This is all really good stuff. New Goodwill open tomorrow. Did you say 9?
It's Friday at 9.
9 a.m. Mm-hmm. And new location in between Menards and Walmart. On Deers Avenue in GI. They should be able to find that. Old Office Max across from Denver Mattress.
Yeah, it's a great location. If you are stopping in at Menards or Walmart and you can't find what you need, we might have it. Because it doesn't come right from a distributor. It comes from people here locally.
Go check out the new Goodwill. Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.